Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Michelle Golden, the founder of Books, Brushes, and Bands for Education, an organization that is celebrating 25 years of providing creative opportunities across our region. Congratulations, Michelle, on this milestone.
Jonathan, thank you so much for having us on today and for the congratulatory note. It has been a whirlwind of 25 years. I don't know where the time has gone. I really don't. It's marked with many, many projects and meeting thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the community, in schools, at all kinds of events, and those that we serve. And the event that you were not able to attend, I would want to say that it was sold out, and people who attended were, no other way to say it, blown away by the sense of community in the room, that encouraged participation for people to walk through the exhibit that we installed of all different kinds of projects that we have created and put out into the community in the last 25 years, lots of visual arts projects. So besides the people that were in the room, there were several thousand represented through their handprints and writings and things that were installed at the Indiana Welcome Center. And I just want to shout out to Phil Talon and his crew there for doing such a great job in helping us provide the perfect atmosphere for our celebration. So thanks, Phil and Kristen Taylor.
What inspired you to start Books, Brushes, and Bands?
Well, 25 years ago, my two sons were very young, and my husband and I had to make a very critical decision as to whether we were going to be leaving the area and going out to Baltimore. He, at the time, worked for the federal government. He just retired. And if we stayed, I told him that I had to do something because the deficit for the arts, specifically in Northlake County, where we live in Hammond, was very much a deficit and not up to my expectations. And as an artist who has a full running practice and is a professional, there are a lot of things I wanted for my two sons, predominantly music, that I couldn't find. And when I could find certain things, they were expensive, and they really weren't anything where they were going to build relationships in beyond taking classes in a music store or doing a 6-week art class. Although those are good, that wasn't what I was looking for.
And the need continues to this day. What programs are you currently offering?
So what we're doing now, and the point of the exhibit at the Indiana Welcome Center on September 12th, was to bring out some of the bookmaking and story writing projects that we implemented that have spun off those that we could still do those, but there are facets of them that we can continue to have them grow and morph and change as a part of the artistic process. And one of them specifically is a story writing bookmaking class that grew out of the first project at Kenwood Elementary School, where we worked with 350 kids over an 18-month period. It's called One Night, Two Stories. And we offer this at libraries. We offer it in classrooms. And what we ask is that we bring 10 families together and we share dinner, and they have homework prior, where they each come up with story ideas. So kids write one story, adults write another story. And they do all of this without technology. All of the drawing and writing is by hand. And we bind their stories into one book, as is the name One Night, Two Stories. So they walk away with an heirloom that is in their hand that preserves their human mark forever. And it's a way to share family time, and also for the students especially to record what their parents look like on paper that they would have no other way of probably doing, especially in today's age, because as you know, technology is completely, you know, our lives are riddled with it, but it's not doing everything for us.
It's so important to have the ability to create yourself, not leave it to a machine or an algorithm.
Absolutely. Yes. And also, I think being in person with people, creating and inspiring them to do these things on their own and encourage them. If we can talk to students, kids, as early as we possibly can and listen to them and inspire them to be who they're supposed to be, but let them know that a pencil and paper and the foundational items and tools are really important to their development. Brain development is largely tied to things that we do by hand. And as far as other projects go, we took the hand project, which we did in 2003 at Irving School with 655 students. And we're doing a book now out in the community. And we did it at our block party the same week we turned 25, which is we're not dipping hands in wax because it's impossible to do at the scale that we want to do for this project, but actually have an accordion fold book going currently that we take with us when we go out and have people just simply trace their hand like they did when they were kids. And if they're a child, this might be something they've never done. And then write a sentence or two about what they plan to do in the future. What do they see happening in the future? And this is going to be a community art piece that will grow throughout 2026 as we close our 26th year that we hope to display at that next event. But it will be donors, students, teachers, elected officials. I have to get a hold of Frank Mervan to make sure that he is included because he was one of the speakers at our event. So it's really everybody. We are community at the core, and we're trying our best to get the messages out about the importance of that.
And how can listeners get involved?
So we are always out in the community, and a grand majority of what we do is free. We also have a book brigade where we are collecting books and then delivering them out. We've collected 36,000 in 12 years. Our phone number is very simple, 219-932-3232. We're always looking for volunteers to label books, sort books, and also help us distribute those. We have a group called the Book Ambassadors that meet once a month. And there's also the community choir program is another way to get involved. If you know somebody that likes to sing and they're from the age of 5 to 95, there are 3 different levels of choir that people can get involved in. The website is BBB, so BBB. The number 4, the letter e.org. And you can check us out on our website. Look under the program tab and there will be details of our choir open house, which will be at the Hammond Public Library. It will be a karaoke night, October 6th, so people can come and just have fun singing. We'll have books to give away for free. We'll have our handbook there for people to work on. And classes start October 20th. We meet on Mondays for 1 hour. So it's a very low entry to what we do as far as time, once a week for an hour. Anybody is invited from any zip code. There are no auditions, so we're doing our best to encourage those to come to learn to sing, but mostly to gather, to have fun, to be creative, and to get to know who you can become through the arts, using that as a vehicle. There are 3 performances that we will have that people will be able to participate in that are a part of that. Classes are $10 a week. So it's not an expensive program at all. You can pay in installments. The students did a phenomenal job at our 25th anniversary. Our instructors, Bob Milligan and Susan Van Clay, just outdid themselves. And everybody in the room really, really had a phenomenal time.
Well, thank you, Michelle Golden, for establishing Books, Brushes, and Bands for Education 25 years ago and for giving us all in the region these opportunities to explore our creative side and to explore who we are and who we want to be through the arts. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonathan, for having me on, and shout out to everybody in the community. It is my honor and privilege to serve and to make these opportunities available. I just want to see the next 25 years serve even more and to not be a best kept secret. So if you are a contributor, if you have been involved in our programs, please spread the word.
Thank you for joining us today on Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.